Pod. Boat. Tech. Hate. Bet. Heed. Bit. Head. Hut. Duke. Hood. Tuck. Hod. Tack. Teak. Take. But. Toke. Toke. Is a toke like a cigarette thing?
I think so. This might be the way it's spelled, maybe not.
I don't know either.
Like I said, some of these words are made up.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're just going to talk some more.
All right.
You started to talk about New Jersey and when you went to New Jersey. Tell me, do people know you're from the South and you went
there? Oh, no, they didn't know. They thought I was one of them. Well, actually, when we first moved up there, for 3 days, I told you, I sat in the apartment and cried because we had no furniture. He had gone to the hospital. I could not get, didn't know where the store was even. So I saw some girls sitting out. It was an apartment complex, and it was summertime, and they were sitting out in the yard with their kids. And we didn't have any children at the time. And so I cried, and I thought, I am not going to get, this is not going to get me, and I'm not crying anymore. So I got up and I went outside and I said, could I sit with y'all? And they said, oh, sit down and talk. And so I sat down and talked. And then we got to be friends. And then the following week, I went to work at the hospital. I worked for 18 pediatricians. And so I just saw them in the evening when I would come home. But I mean, they were nice girlfriends. And when my husband would work at night, they would have me over for dinner, or we would, you know, go get a hamburger or something. But before they got to know me well, they wanted to know all about the South. Now, Jimmy Carter had not been president at the time, so my accent was really as strange to them as theirs was to me. It was like going to another world.
Really?
Yes, because Atlanta was not very cosmopolitan at the time. And so I mean, those accents to me were just Yankees, you know, Yankees, because I still have a little bit of the war between the states that bothers me a lot, that we didn't win. And so they said, well, where do you live in Atlanta? And I said, oh, well, we only live in Atlanta. I made up this big, huge story about we only lived in Atlanta in the summertime, you know, because the mosquitoes would come, and so we would have to move to the country. And so where I went to college, have you ever been to GSCW? Mm-hmm. Well, they have a lot of antebellum dormitories. Old. I mean, Civil War antebellum. So I had me and my mother and daddy and my sister were on, my mother and daddy and sister and I, excuse me, were sitting on the porch of one of these dorms, and somebody took a picture of us. And so I showed them this dorm that looks like a, with columns. It was beautiful. And well, their eyes got big as saucers and said, how many servants do you have? And I said, well, most of our servants stay in Atlanta, but we keep 3 people here all the time. Well, my story got bigger and bigger, and I was afraid that I would not be able to remember what I told them. And so I did tell them that it was not, it was a dormitory. That's where I went to college.
But that's probably exactly what they thought anyway. I mean,
just oh, yeah. They just, well, they thought it was hilarious that I would do that. And after that day, I never wanted for a friend, and I was not particularly homesick after that either.
Did you find that people, as soon as you opened your mouth, people identified you, they wanted to talk to you?
They wanted to, wanted me to talk.
Uh-huh.
And as when, after our children came, were born, I would take them shopping, and people would talk to them.